Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here.
fire. If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I want. Thank you.
try. Purify me. You take whatever you desire. Oh Lord.
I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your father. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
You've given on to me a new spirit, new birth within me. You've taken my stony heart away, and you have given me a heart of flesh to praise.
Yahusha HaMashiach, our Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. We thank you for this Shabbat. We thank you for the breath of life that you give us, Father. We ask that you forgive us for all our sins, and that you incline your ear to hear our prayer. Father, thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for teaching us up and giving us our lessons and our blessings, strengthening us to overcome the trials, the tribulations that the adversary has set before us, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen us, grow us in the manner you which you seem fit, Father. Your will be done, not ours. Father, we ask that you continue to purge us, Father. Continue to set these obstacles, Father. When we go to the right but to the left, to your path, Father. Continue to strengthen us, Father. Continue to show us and realize who we are, Father. Who we are to you, who we are to each other. Continue to increase our faith. Continue to increase to show this world. Father, we just thank you for the gift of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with the words, with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. This is Brother Dave Well. May I magnify the Torah and make it honorable. Forgive me for the delays. One of those life circumstances. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about waiting on Yahushua. And this is because Abba gave me a revelation. You know, I was talking to our brother Yaquiel. And before that, I was talking to a brother Harbell. And, you know, the question was put out. I didn't remember it was a question. I thought it was just something that I put on my mind, but, you know, brought it back to my memory, that the question was put out, why did Yahushua have to walk on water? You know, if we're looking into the word and everything about Moshe was written concerning Yahushua. When we look into Moshe, we are to see a lot of things concerning Yahushua. And when I say a lot of things, the word says that Yahushua did so many things that the world, if it was written down, the world couldn't hold all the books on the stuff that he was doing. When he walked in his flesh, there's still a lot of works that he did that we have no knowledge of. You know, we weren't around at that time. And we weren't around at that time. We weren't experiencing these things firsthand. So, and everything that he did didn't get written down. You know, there's not a record of everything he did. So, you know, we know a lot of the stuff that he did, and we have, and to be honest, if you think about all the books that the world can hold, we really don't know, in comparison to what we have, we really don't know that much. You know? But, again, the question came about, and Abba gave me the revelation, gave me the answer. And, you know, I was talking to Harbell, and it just so happened that the Most High had that going on with him. And what he did was, he said, is this the answer? And we went in, yes, that's exactly the answer that Abba gave me, confirmation, you know, and our brother Marva over there too, you know. So I talked to Yaquiel, and Yaquiel confirmed everything was confirmed, but that's how it works. We just had to wait on the revelation, wait on the revelation. And here's the thing. Raphael sent out something that just a reminder of how we interpret Torah. There's four levels of interpreting Torah. Level number one, first level, simple, the face value. And what it says, we have to accept the word and what it says. Two is the hint, which says the pictographs, numerically and allegorically. You know, something that is hinting to. Number three, comparative, similarities. We compare the word and see similarities within it. And four is the secret. It says gained by revelation, you know, but, and that's the thing, Abba gives us that revelation, but when you look at it, the revelation is the fourth one, and it don't negate the other three. It's not somebody's getting a revelation and it negates the other three. Well, I got this revelation about this verse, and it's negating the other steps, if you understand what I'm saying. Forgive me, family, I gotta get some tea. I think I'm losing my voice. And if you can hear me, send a shout out. Hope I'm sounding well. But today, we just going to look at, it's not going to be a real long lesson. Today, we just going to look at some of the benefits in a couple verses that Torah, a couple verses of why we should wait on Yahweh. And it's talking about waiting on him, Torah, it's talking about why we should wait on Yahweh. Now, a lot of these verses are coming from the Psalms. And, you know, at the time, David was, the psalmist. It was David or whoever wrote the psalm, was under distress. A lot of times they were in war. They didn't have any peace of mind. They didn't have any peace of mind. Yeah, they didn't have any peace of mind. And so they were crying out to Yahweh as they were going through the different things that they were going through. Well, we're waiting on revelation and we're waiting on the answer. It's not that we're going through a war, but we have to learn to be patient. It's like we're going through a war. It's, you know, because in war, one wrong move costs you lives, you know. So you have to be patient. You have to stick to the plan. And you have to wait on Yahweh, right? It's the same way when we're waiting on revelation from the Most High. Go through the steps. Keep going through the steps. You know, step one. Step two, look at the face value. Step two, look at the hips. Step three, look at the similarities in the revelation to come. You know, don't veer off and don't start to put your own self into here. I'm reminded of a brother who was with us one time, and we were talking about fasting. And the brother said that Nehemiah fasted longer than Yahushua and Eliah. And he said he fasted, I think it was for 90 days, I think he said. He was like, 90 days? Wait a minute. And when we looked into it, it didn't say that. It didn't hint towards that, you know. And he's like, hold up, bro, what you talking about? The man said, and he literally said, I made that part up. Okay. But that's what you don't want to happen. You know? You don't want that to happen when you're waiting on this revelation from the Most High. You don't want your mind to start wandering and you start making things up and trying to make things fit and try. You don't want that. What you want to do, stick to the steps. They say, don't veer off the path. You know, do not veer off the path. You know, stick to the plan. Stick to the process. You know, when you do that, Abba is going to reward you. What happens in war when somebody does not follow the plan? Normally, they lose the battle or something goes wrong. You know? So, in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, is verse 34. Psalms 37:34, it reads, wait on Yahweh and keep his way. Again, while we're waiting on Yahweh, keep his way. Don't veer off to the left. Don't veer off to the right. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. But point being, again, like I said, we were talking about war at the time. But if we stick to Yahweh's plan, we are going to get what we're looking for, you know? And within this revelation, listen to the teachers, you know, these men who have been men and women, who have been imbued with Abba's spirit. You know, they're not going to steer you wrong. They're not. And just be patient. One of the fruits of the spirit, patience. Tribulation, patience. You know, a lot of times we feel as though Abba not talking. He ain't say nothing. We ain't just saying that. What we try to do, panic. First thing they want to do, panic. No. Be patient. Our answer is on its way. It's on its way. Just got to be patient. In the book of Psalms, chapter 27. Chapter 27, verse 14. Psalms 27:14, it says, wait on Yahweh be of good courage. Don't get discouraged if you don't get an answer immediately. Wait on him. Wait on him. Stick to the plan. Wait on him. Don't get discouraged. You know? Remember the patience of Abraham. Abraham was promised a son. It took 25 years, I believe, if I remember correctly, for that son to come about. But he got what he was looking for. You know? The promise of Yahweh was fulfilled. Wait on Yahweh. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. He's going to strengthen you when you need to be strengthened. Just wait on him. When you ask him a question and you're waiting on him and waiting on him, you never know where it's going to come from. There's so many, he has so many ways to teach. He gave us this whole world to teach us. You know? There's so many things, there's so many ways that his word can come out and come about to show that he's the one in charge. He's the mighty. Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms, chapter 69. In verse 6. Psalm 69, 6. It said, let not them that wait on thee, O Master Yahweh of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O Yahweh, O Mighty One of Israel. Now, he's saying that, you know, David is saying that, again, because at the time, they're going through things, going through war, you know, but people were still seeking Yahweh, right? But point being, Yahweh. Don't let those who seek thee be ashamed. He's not going to have us looking foolish when we seek him. And the word say that he's not the author of confusion. There's no confusion with him. Excuse me. No. There's no confusion with him. You know, when talking about being confounded. So when you say these things, you know, people are going, it's going to be clear. And even though the word confounded in the Hebrew isn't talking about that in this verse, but when we speak, it's going to be clear. You know, and I'm a witness to my brother, you know, Mariel, because people come looking for this man to talk about their work. He makes it clear to them. You know, when he's speaking and when he's talking, there's no confusion there. Seek him out. But when they seek him out, they're seeking Yahweh out. That's what they're doing when people seek out the people who hold the word of Yahweh. That's what they're doing. They're not seeking us. They're seeking Yahushua. They're literally coming to find Yahushua. Because we know Mario. We've seen him teach. He saw his knees knocking. He get all scared and messing with you, bro. When Yahushua take over, we see the boldness speak. You know? We see when that spirit came over, come over on Mario, and he get caught, he get that breath, you know? And Yahushua start moving through him in this go time, you know? Mess with you, bro. That's how it is, you know? That's how it is with us. And people will come seek Yahweh. He's seeking, and we're not going to be ashamed. He's not going to make us ashamed because we hold his word and we dispense it correctly and put people on that path correctly. You have no need to be ashamed. No reason for us to be ashamed. Psalms chapter 40 and verse 1. Psalms 40 and 1. It reads, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for Yahweh, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. See what happens when we wait patiently for Yahweh? He's waiting. He inclines his ear to us. You know, he broadens his ear to us. He's really listening for us. He wants us, he wants to know these secret things. How bad you really want to know? Is this just talking piece? Or is this something that you really want to know? You know, because this word just ain't a talking piece. When he gives us out, gives us his word and gives us revelation, it's just not for a talking piece. It's just not for show like these dudes on YouTube, like my brother talked about. Preacher champions on YouTube. It's not just a talking piece. It's not to go and battle against this person and battle against that person, and nobody's getting edified. Nobody. It is for the growth and the unity and of Israel. That's what it's for. We're not for, it's not for us to big ourselves up. It's not for that. But again, we have to be patient. We have to be patient. We have to continue to speak and continue to ask Abba to reveal to us. You know, Daniel prayed for 21 days. We know the story. And that angel came and he said, hey, from the time you set your face, a message was on its way. But it got held up. But it didn't stop Daniel from doing what Daniel was supposed to do. He continued to pray. He continued to ask and continued to, you know, to the point where, hold up, what's taking the message so long? Oh, you over fighting? Let me send you some help so you can get this message to my messenger or to my son who keeps on asking. So again, we have to stay the course. in the book of James, chapter, excuse me, in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7. Book of James, chapter 5, verse 7, it reads, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Master. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain." So, the same way when we plant a seed, and you know, let's be using this as an illustration of the patience. You don't plant a seed on Tuesday and then harvest on Thursday. You don't do that. The seed has to go through the process of everything it goes through. And we talked about the process that a seed goes through in order for it to yield fruit. We talked about that, you know. But while all that's going on, the husbandman don't stop what he's doing. He has to do his part. He has to be patient and stay on the course and do his part. He has to water. He has to add fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera. You know? But again, it's a process, and we have to be patient through it, you know. So, with that being said, let me give the revelation that Abba gave me. So, all right. Why did Yahushua have to walk on water? All right. The revelation that Abba gave me was, so let me look at the, in Matthew chapter 14, we'll start at verse 24, because we already know the scenario. Matthew 14:24, it reads, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Yahushua went unto them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It's a spirit, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Yahushua spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." So why did this scenario happen? You know, because it talks about, again, these things that was, he went to Moses and expounded on the things about him, right? So when I look through the different scenarios dealing with people walking on water, I couldn't find it. I went to the time when Joshua was crossing the Jordan and they had the ark. It says when their foot hit the water stopped. That wasn't walking on water. You know, the brook dried up from the time that the ark hit the water. The feet of the priest hit the water. The brook dried up. That wasn't it. I was looking at different scenarios with Elisha and Elijah. They split the water, you know, like Moses did, but they didn't walk on the water. The only scenario, you know, I was sitting back and Abba gave me the scenario. And it was in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. Right? And this is what Abba said. It says, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Now, what Abba gave that to me, okay, Father, that's where it's from. Now, the words say we're supposed to test every spirit, right? Because there are some spirits that will come to you and they lie. Now, how do we test it? Take it from the simple face value. You have the spirit of the Mighty One moving upon the face of the water. That's what it says. The graphs, numerically, allegorically. Now, when you talk about an allegory, this is something that's pointing to someone else, something else. So you just saw what happened. You have the spirit of the Mighty One, and then you have in the flesh, the spirit of the Mighty One in the flesh. Right? Both of them are walking on water. Now we're going to do 2 and 3 at the same time. The allegory and the similarities. Because Yahushua himself is the spirit of Yah. I came forth from my, I proceeded forth from my Father. He's the spirit of God. And he walked on the water, the face of the deep. That in verse 2 of Genesis, which pointed to something he would be in the flesh. You know? And even when you think about it, you know, right. So as you can see Yahushua himself doing something that was written about in Moshe. But because that question was asked and it was on my mind and I wanted to know, because I believe, as my brother was talking about it, I told him, I don't know. But I will reveal it. I think that was the answer I gave him, you know. But he reveals it in his time, and we have to be patient. And again, it's not something that's it falls within line of Torah, you know, in lines of why. We have the guidelines for it. You know, we have the guidelines of how Abba reveals. We have something to compare it to. And it's not half-cocked. You know? And the fact that he gave that same revelation to a couple of witnesses, you know, whenever we do something, we want to make sure that we are in line with this word. Say by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses that all truth be established. That's how the truth is established. So I went to my brothers and they said the same thing I did. I didn't know that this was something that Abba was showing him. I didn't know. you know, because he said through, he said, so I walked off and started going back to work. He called me back. He said, bro, is this the answer? Yep. That's how it went down. You know, so for me, I was ecstatic. You know, because it feels good when Abba reveals things to you. But you have to be patient. We have to be patient, but we have to stay the process. Stay on the way. You can't get off the road just because things ain't happening at our pace. Something isn't going at our pace. So again, family, that's what I really wanted to get across is be patient that we want to have within this world. If we be patient, everything that we want, we will have according to his word. But it's going to come in his time. Just have to be patient. And that's even a bigger revelation than what I believe. Be patient. Stay the course. That's what I really want to press upon. That's the message that Abba wants us to know. Be patient. Stay patient. So family, if you have any questions about anything, you know, send out the text. Put it out there. Again, we're here to help. We're here to build up Israel. All right? So whatever it is, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. You know, you ain't even got to put your name on it. Don't put your name on it. Be anonymous. Just put it out there. Just start killing these things that hinder us. You know? Because you never know. We might not know, and we might have to take it to the Father, and we might have to be patient. We might not have an answer for you right then and there. But I guarantee you, Abba is going to reveal it to us in his time. All right? So anything that anybody in mind, put it out. All right. So, the end of the tour portion. Like I said, not real long. Uh-oh. I was off. My earphones going dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one.
Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy, mighty one, who says and does, who speaks, and fulfills all the words. All those words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty, trustworthy, and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of our Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. We thank you, Father, once again, for the Shabbat. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We ask, Father, that you continue to heal us, Father, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, however we need, Father. We ask, Father, that we continue to come to you with our prayers, our supplications, our needs, our wants, Father, and that you answer them according to your good will, Father. Like your word says, don't give us too much that we say we don't know who you are, and don't give us not enough that we take and take your name in vain, Father. Give us what we need. Give us what is sufficient for us, Father, in all things. Give us what we can handle. Don't overfeed us. Don't underfeed us, Father. Father, continue to grow us in the way that is that only you know, Father. Turn us into the men and the women, sons and daughters, that you desire, Father. Continue to give us the mind of your Son. Continue to grow his spirit within us. Continue to move upon our hearts and make them of flesh and not of stone, Father. Father, continue to protect us as we go out into this world this week. Continue to watch over us and strengthen us to get past the obstacles that the adversary has laid. Continue to give us the joy that only you can give us. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Once again, family, sorry for being late, but that's the message. May Abba continue to bless us all. Shabbat shalom.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2.
Have mercy upon me, for I am weak. can say is thank you. Thanks. All I can say is thanks. Thanks. Thank you. All I can say is thanks. 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 Have mercy upon me. Oh yeah, for I am weak. Oh yeah. Thank you.